Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a specialist for Maris Yechiel and Shmas. Maris Esther, Bas Rav Shmuel. Maris Chayat Shem Ratzmat, the Chanavet Meir Zer, at Chayat 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 tells about a case where a chedvani tells a balabayis, a storekeeper tells a house owner, ten lepol yisela lebal choyvi money. Where the balabayis tells the chedvani, the house owner tells the storekeeper, give to my worker a sela or to my creditor a mana, sheyesh lo etzli, that he has by me, veni atein lecha, and then I'll give, maybe afterwards I'll repay you. And then afterwards, the storekeeper says, listen, I gave the money, give it, give me, repay me. And the Baal Chayv says, I never got it. The Rambam says, so each of them takes in a shvuah. The chenvani takes a shavua that he didn't get what he was mashia magia lo, what he was deserved, what he was entitled to, and the balabais owes him, and the worker, the balchov, also takes a shavua. They both take a shavua in their nota. The shavua is dekran sechamim benikitas chayfetz, and this shavua is a special takanas uchamim benikitas chayfetz, taking swearing on a holy object. Meshivoyim shneim lito, they're both coming to take. So they made the special takanas uchamim that you're coming to take, that you swear with the nikitas chayfetz by taking in a holy object and swearing on it. But if the chenvani dies, the balchov takes without a shvua, or if the poel or the balchov dies, the chenvani takes without a shvua. Because then, says the Rambam, in a balabais mafsid klum, the balabais doesn't lose anything. Why doesn't the balabais lose anything? The balabais doesn't lose anything because the balabais doesn't lose anything. He's only paying once. Anyway, he owed somebody. The problem here was that the chenvani said, you never paid me in the Paul says, I was never paid, or the Baal Chov says, I never received the money. But Rabbi Zayin is afal, the mikre kaze, zedinu she, tzich l'shalem pa'mayim, they have to take a shvur, the nikitas chayfetz. But if one of them died, and therefore the Baal Bais only has to pay once, anyway, he only owed once, so he's either paying the chenvani once, or the Baal Chov, or the Paul once, so that's li shvur. Ad kan midivrei kotshe shel Rambam. ואומר המגיד משנה, אני מצטט, אבל קצת המפורשים מועדים, זעם מועדים, ודים פועלים כשמייס חנבוני של נותן בלא שבועה. Some of the מפורשים agree, the din of פועלים, when חנבוני dies, that they take without a שבועה. ותלפי שבעל הבית אצלם בורי בחיובם, וספק בחזורי, צנלום הם נפרו עולה. And the reason is, the פועל died, so when the chenvani dies, the polim take without a shvua. And the reason is because the balabayis etzlam by them is bari b'chiyuvan. It's very clear that he owed them money. They were owed money. They did work, these polim. These polim did work. And the question is, did he pay? B'safik, b'chazorah. Because it's a suffix if you repay. So alarm nifru Allah. So suffix or chazar, if the money returned, in other words, if they were paid. He's for a parak alach mehil is telling me nitan alach a test. Shekol ka yoitzib is a noit el hala velo shvur. And we see in the first parak of Hilchus Toim Benitan, and in all some such cases, he takes without a shvur, where you know that there's a chiyuv, is buried by the chiyuv and the suffix by the piron. Uvidin haya sheyitlu b'lo shvua. Really, they should pay with it. They should take without a shvua. They should pay, take without a shvua. Mesha Balabais Nisar Amusha Yishav. Fika Kholzman, so the Balabais is losing, and he pays twice, they say there's a shul, Fika Kholzman Shayna Nifsad, Namida Maldina. As long as the Balabais isn't losing, then we're mamid them on their Iker Adin. Take without a shul. But v'nechelku b'din chenvoni kishemesu poyalim. But they argue, in the case of the chenvoni, when the poyalim died, chenvoni, so you have a chenvoni, and then you have the poyalim, and the poyalim died. And they say, unlike the Rambam, that the chenvoni has to take an oath. Shein notel elo b'shvur. Shari min adin haya, shafilu b'shvur lo yito. Really, not only does he have to take a shvur, he really shouldn't even be able to get his money with a shvur. Shari b'al b'ay tzetz lak shom manu li b'yadcha, v'hala yim e'ni yodeh, mu v'isani olo, v'tkani shi yitak tiknu lechen vanim shifu b'shvur. Min adin haya, that he shouldn't even be able to take with a shul. Why not? Because the Balabais, what's his relationship with the Balabais? His relationship with the Balabais is that he's saying, Manali biyotcha. Manali biyotcha. He's telling the Balabais, Mr. Balabais, you owe me money. And the Balabais is saying, "Eini yodea imilvi, eini yodea." The Balabais is saying, "I don't know. I don't know if I was chayiv in the first place. When you know that there's a chiyuv sipur acher, then he has to pay. Then the person, when you know there's a chiyuv, one has to pay. If you're not sure if he paid, but in the case of the chenvani." Here, the Balabais can say, hey, the Chenvani says, you owe me a mana. The Balabais can say, I don't know if I do. Maybe you paid the poilin, maybe you didn't. I don't know. So in such a case, the Balabais should be able to keep the money. So these people argue with the Rambam. And they hold that when the Chenvani and the poilim dying, it's between the Balabais and the Chenvani. Alone, there has to be a shvur, because even with a shvur, it's not so pashut that the Chenvani should take. But din shafilu b'shvur lo yito, because it's sharai Balabais etzel kor melo mana lebiatcha. He's like saying, "Hey, you have a man of mine." He says, "I don't know. You lent me this money, and it's a takana for the Chenvanim that they should take with a shvur." Okay, a special takanas chacham. V'zoy das haramban zal v'harav Reb Meir Halevi. Ad kan l'shon kodsho shel morenu v'rabenu bal ha-magid mishne. U'b'shach b'yer et shitat ha-rambam sh'rambam omer that if just one of them is left, either the bal ha-bayit, either the chenvani, or the poel, the balchov, one of the balabai, or the either the chenvani, the poel, the chenvani, the balchov. The Rambam says they take without a shvur. Either one takes without a shvur. The shach and choshen mishpat and simin sadi aleph, siif katan yud beis, is mevaeret shitat Rambam. Ani mitzatet et lishana. Uma shecholku ala the chenvani mitina, ein lo klum etzol balabais. The Havaleg Manali Biyatcha Vahala Oimer Eini Yoidea. The Kaimalan de Patu. Not that they argue with him. And they say that Chenvani Midina
Echad Golnisht.
He doesn't have anything by the Balabais. Because this is a case of Manali Biyatcha. But the Balabais says, hey, you have a man of mine. Vehala Omer. And the other guy says, I don't know any odeya the kind of land that we pass him. That he's potter. No. You can't compare it. Why not? The hamana libiyatcha v'haloi me'ani yadei agufa. Because in that case, Savi Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda in Perek HaKoysel Basre and Daf Kuf Yud Ches Samod Aleph v'chayiv mitayim of the Bari Shema Bari Yadiv. So these are Meroi Mold, but he has to pay. Why? Because Reuven says Yomi, and Shimon says, I don't know. So Shimon has to pay. Why? Because Bari V'Shema Bari Yadiv. Rav Nachman v'Rav Yochanan Damri Hasan Potter. Unlike the first opinion that says Chayev because Bari Vashem or Bari Adif, because the Tayin is Bari, he says, hey, you owe me. And the other guy is Shem, he says, I don't know, he has to pay. Nachem Yochanan and say Potter. They explain, well, let's establish the money in the possession of the original owner. And where it stands, and it shouldn't go out of its rishus. Should stay where it is. But here, Mike, as we're dealing with the case here, that the Balabais owes somebody. The Baal HaBayis owes somebody. And since the Baal HaBayis owes somebody, we don't have a problem of you don't take money out of its chazakah. Because see, the money anyway is going out of its chazakah. So Mimela, since anyway the money has got to go to somebody, the din is that the Rambam holds that the Chanvani can take without a Shavuot. So that's the Svara of the Rambam as explained by the Shach. Ubisvara's HaRamban, what's the Svara of the Ramban? So it says, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba, we've been learning through his Shiurim and Bav Mitzir recently. So he says that since Lekabe Kol Echad Mehem, Sai by the Chenvani, Sai by the Poel, Yesh Safek Im Hu Mechuyav Lo. There's a Safek if he's Mechuyav. So each one independently has an Uki Memoina. Each one is in a state where it's, hey, you're taking money out from the Chazaka. Elo She Lekabe HaPoel, Habe Eini Yodein Peraticha. Lechen Lo Mekuminu Mamal Cheskase. So the Gabi, the Poel, it's in your din paraticha, because the Poel, we know he's chayav, we just don't know if he paid. So the Poel can take without a shavuot. But the Chenvani is in any day in Schayavti. He says to the Chenvani, I don't know if I was Chayav to you. Oh, you don't know if you were Chayav to him. There we say, Okim Amonach is Kase. So there were Mamad the Maman and it's Chazaka. What's its Chazaka? It stays with the Baal HaBayis. So he doesn't know if he was Mischayav in the first place. Hashem came when it comes to the Poel, he knows he was Chayav to him in the first place. So according to the Ramban, you look at each of them individually. You don't say, like, according to the Rambam, as the Shach explains. Anyway, you're being Motzi Mamim Mechizkasa. So it's not a problem. It's going to be to one or the other. He's Chayv to someone. So maybe we believe the Chenvani. Beautiful. It would appear that The Rambam is Rishitaso. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Toyin V'Nitan, in the third paragraph of the 14th halacha, Mani Manali Aslacha Halva, V'Hayi Dvar Me'olam V'Lo Levisim Imcha. Aval Chamishim Dinarim Yesh Lecha B'Yadi Pikadayim O Mishum Nezek V'Chayotze Bo. Hoiru Raboise Sheze Moide B'Miktsas V'Yishova Shereiton Mishu Chayev Loi Me'a V'Hoide Loi Shehu Chayev Chamishim U'Mali Nischayev Loi Mishum Pikadayim Oy mishum nezek, v'laze daiti noite. Reuven says to Shimon, "You owe me $100. I lent you $100." The guy says, "Ma pitom? I know your thing from no halva. I never borrowed from you a nickel, but I have $50 or 50 dinarim that are a pikadon that you gave me, or I owe you because of damages I did." 50 I owe for different reasons. So my rabbis have ruled in such an instance, Shezem Moide B'Miktsas. This is a case of Moide B'Miktsas. V'Yishova. He should swear. Why should he swear? Because Tano Shuchayv Lomea. V'Hodolo Shuchayv Chamishim. He tined, "You owe me 100. And the other guy's moed down to 50. If you're moed down 50 out of 100, it's moed b'miktsas. Moed b'miktsas, you have to pay. So what does it matter why he's moed? What is moed the miktsas for? Is he moed the miktsas for nezik, for pikadon, for alva? Ma ze mishane? Haikar shu moed b'miktsat. Moed b'miktsat u chayav. For the ze daiti noite. And I also, my mind is inclined in that direction. ועל זה הסיק הרייבית שאין זה מודל מקצת התיינה שעבור פיקוד משתי תיינס מה זה מודל מקצת התיינה? He's not מודל מקצת התיינה because it's a different תיינה it's a different תיינה he's tining הלווה and he's tining נזק or פיקוד so they're saying different things they're speaking different languages not מודל מקצת anything אז מבואר שנחלקו הרמב״ם והרייבי בגדר של תביעת חוב, שהרמב״ם סובר שדין תביעה על החוב הוא מדין תביעה של כל התורה, ואף דין תביעה דכל התורה היא על מומן שלו, וגבי חוב המומן הוא של הלוואה, כמו כן כשמגיע לו אוי סממויס על כן חשיבי, כשלא לגבי תביעה, אבל הרייבת סביר עלי דהב יתביע מחודשס שאין על עצמם הלכים החיוב שמחויב לו כיוון שהחיוב הוא אליו רק אין שלו כוח תביע שיקה עם החיוב ובזה מבואה מחלוקתם so we have a מחלוקס here from the Rambam and the Rambam the Rambam says תביע על החוב זה מדין תביע של כל התורה כול so he says you owe me money you have my money So here he's saying, all right, it's a halva. But at the end of the day, he's saying, you owe me money. So mali this money, mali that money. You owe me money. It's going to be the same dollars, the same George Washington, same Abraham Lincoln, whoever's tzura happens to be on the bill. It's going to be the same bill. No. Same bill. So it's moed b'miktsas. It's the same category of tefiyah. He says, you owe me money. He says, I owe you money. I owe you part of the money. The chayvid holds, no, it's a new tefiyah. Because he's saying, listen, you're mechuyev to me. You have this, I want you to be mekayim, you're chiyev to me. And these are two different chiyuvim. You don't look at the money, you look at the chiyuv. And one's halva and one's pikadon. And now we understand the machlokes. So the Rambam holds the tvi ala mamon va'kein kasev amani mischay mishim avav mishim pikadon. Okay, but that tvi b'chol oifni ala mamon. Aval, and Rambam says, what does it matter? Halva, pikadon, it's mamon. The Ravid holds that in Tefillah Akiyum Achiyuv, and these are different Chiyuvim. Never, these are two different Tainas. And this is discussed in the Shi'ur Eiyun HaTalmud on Bava Basra, in the third Shir. In Ksubis, in the 18th Shir. So you can see more about that there. That's exciting. They have three thick volumes, beautiful volumes of the Shi'ur Eiyun HaTalmud that they came out with and selling it in Eretz Yisrael for 100 shekel. 33 shekel of volume. Approximately $11. $11 for a volume for hundreds and hundreds, 500, 600, 700 pages each volume. It's worth not $11, it's worth $11 million at least. So you can buy it and look there. So according to this, the Rambam is the Shitasa that the Ikur Tviyah is in the moment of the Chayv. And therefore here also, since we're looking at the moment, there's moment that this guy's Mechuyiv, there's moment that the Baal HaBayis, we're talking about a case where the Poel dies, and all he's left with is the Chemvani. So the Maisi is Chayv Mamen. It's Chayv Mamen, so then it's not, we don't say Amotz Mechavrel V'Rai. We don't say Ukim and Moinu B'cheskes Merei. להעמיד את הממון בחזקת הבעלים? אנחנו לא אומרים את זה, כי בן כה הוא חייב, הוא חייב לשלם. אבל הרמב״ם, אולי הרמב״ן סובר, זה הרמב״ן, כי that was the רמב״ן, that the Agid Mishnah Bulatian, or argues with the רמב״ם, and he says that in the case where the poel dies, חנבוני has to take with the שבוע, so he saw his moment case. שלום לסביר לה, כי הרי ודעתפי על קיום חיוב הלוי ו... Because what is he chayiv to the chenvani? It's a halva. What is he chayiv to the poel for his work? These are two different chiyuvim. Since they're two different chiyuvim, you can't compare them. You can't say, oh, anyway, it's more being motzi mama. No, you look at each chiyuv individually. Because this is one time and this is another time. It's not bechrech that the rabbi would hold like this chayiv, but it could very well be. It's just like the rabbi holds, you look at these are two different tainas. And there's no more than a mixus in two different tainas. Here also the two different tainas. Taina of the Chevroni, Taina of the Pola, two different poles. There's no more than a mixus. There's no, you can't say this Hotzel's moment anyway. Because you don't look at the money, you look at the tainas individually, independently. You look at the tainus, you don't look at the mamon. Or you could say the machlokes is that according to the Rambam, you look at the chefetz of mamon, like we said, and according to the Ramban, and according to the Ravid, excuse me, you look at the Baal Dover. And here they're two different Baalei Dover. I mean, not the Ravid, the Ramban. In the Ravid is one Baal Dover. But in the case of the Ramban, they're two different Baalei Dover. There's the Chenvani and the Poel. So you look at the Baal Dover. They're two different Baal Dover, so then you look at each one individually. You can't say, anyway, he's spending money. Not on this guy. You know, he's spending money on a different guy. Either this guy or the other guy. So there you don't say that there's no Hotzel Sman. There is Hotzel Sman. You look at each Baal Dover individually. Mashenk and the Rambam says, anyway, being Motzi Mamon. You don't say, I'm Motzi Mechaveh Olav Araya. You don't say, Mahamit HaMamon Vil Shusoy. Rather, the Chenvani can take without a Shul. So this is an interesting analysis of the Din Chenvani Al Pinkosoy. Rambam, Hilchos Mavuv Aloive, Perek Dezayin, Halacha Hei. And Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, Hashem. Anachnu Nitkadem Hala. V'nerah Od V'od Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem. It's going to be sweet. So thank you for, hopefully we'll revisit this sukkah and see more and more Nifla'os. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.